Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
We've been looking this week at the does a day always mean a day when it comes to the day that Jesus Christ was crucified. Was it Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? Many people think that it has to be three literal 24-hour days, but that's not even the case in our English. When we look at English, I can say, I'll see you in 2 days, and it means that I'll see you tomorrow and the next day, but I can see you first thing in the morning, and part of the day counts for 2 days. The same thing is the case with Jesus Christ. When he said he'd be buried for 3 days, it doesn't mean three full 24-hour days. Any part of the day will count. Now, here's the difference with the reckoning of Jewish time and American time. We reckon things by midnight to midnight, where what we end up seeing in Scripture is that God reckons the day by sundown. So what you have when even in the book of Exodus, when it talks about the Passover, we end up seeing the reckoning of time from twilight to twilight. So as soon as the sun goes down, therefore, what we would call Friday in a Jewish Friday starts what we would call Thursday evening. So Jesus Christ would have been in the ground Friday, all day Saturday, and part of Sunday. So Sunday would have started what we would call Saturday evening, but he was in before sundown on the Sabbath, on Saturday, and that counts for 3 days. So when he said he'd be buried for 3 days, he was in part of Friday, part all day Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow we're going to look at the biblical evidence that proves that Jesus Christ died on Friday.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.